Welcome to Connect the Dots, a place where we can help each other and connect. So, I'm Carl, your host.
I'm Moncar.
And I'm Kylie.
Today, we are introducing who we are and what we strive to do. First, I will introduce myself. I'm Carl. I'm a high school senior on the island of Maui in Hawaii. After high school, I would like to do international relations or affairs at the University of California, Irvine, as my dream school.
Mm-hmm. All right. My name is Ankar, and I am currently a senior at the University of Hawaii, West Oahu, studying cybersecurity.
And I'm Kylie, and I'm a student at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, studying computer science.
All right, now that we have gotten ourselves introduced, one of the first things that we'd like to talk about is what we're here to do and our purpose and our mission. Firstly, we are here to connect visually impaired and blind youth. One thing that I noticed when I was growing up is that I didn't have that many peers. Every time I was at an event that was for visually impaired or blind people, a lot of them were either drastically older than I was or they were drastically younger than I was. So if I was in middle school, they would be in elementary. Mm-hmm. When I got to high school, everybody was still in middle school and elementary. Mm-hmm. And the people that were somewhat close to me were already in college, even graduated. Right. So I never had that experience of being with people my age, 17, 16, 15, 14. Through that time period, I didn't have that. Right. And that's why we need to have those things so that we have the ability to network and connect ourselves with others. Mm-hmm. So I can say, I know this guy. I know him and we're going to do this thing, or I know this person. I can get a job with him, or this person is in this career. I can ask him for help.
Right.
That way we are able to progress and do what we need to do to be successful in life.
Right.
And what are your thoughts on that?
So, yeah, I mean, I agree, because, you know, I had a similar situation as you. You know, growing up, I was always the middle guy. You know, I knew younger people, I knew older people. And, you know, for the most part, I was also the only blind student in my school, you know? And so I was basically thrown in with all my sighted peers, and I didn't know any different than to act like my sighted peers or follow what my sighted peers were doing. And I didn't know how to act like this is not the right thing to say. Act like a blind person, or I wanted to fit in, basically. You know, I basically wanted to fit into what all my sighted peers were doing. It's like, I don't want to be any different. But, you know, I was. And I got bullied, I got teased, I got made fun of, I got called names. And I think that this is part of being a person with a disability, is people look at you differently, and they don't think of you as someone, you know, like them, you know. And that's a problem in schools, I think.
But yeah, and that's why we're here, so that we get that support group. You know? Yeah. Like I was saying, connecting with others. Oh, I have this experience. Oh,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then together we are stronger. So, and I would say, Kylie, like, would you have the same experience?
I think for me, it was actually a little bit different. I was very much closer to adults.
Yeah.
My grandmother worked at the elementary school, and she knew everybody at my middle and high school, so I was very well taken care of. And a lot of times that isolated me in some ways, because, I mean, maybe I didn't get teased, but kids just avoided me altogether because they knew I had the in with the adults.
Yeah. And actually, to be the same thing that Kylie just said, is I used to hang out with a lot of my teachers, you know, or talk to them. You know, I didn't really talk to my sighted peers as much, or play with them either, because like I was saying earlier, they didn't want to involve me in the activities. They sort of make fun of me. So I felt more comfortable talking to my teachers and hanging out with them than hanging out with my peers. So, right. Or hanging out with adults outside of school.
And going on to adults, Ankar.
Yeah.
One thing that we're striving to do here is make sure that the adults in our lives, and that includes your parents, that includes your teachers, your teachers of the visually impaired, and whoever works with you,
right,
that's, you know, staffs with you, is that, you know, they know some things to give you options, because options is the most important thing. if you give somebody options, they can choose what they need and what they want, because it's mm-hmm. it's an individual basis. Not everybody is the same.
Right.
And that's what we're here to do. So we can give you that. Oh, yeah. Maybe you should try this. Maybe you should try that. And that's one of those things that you should, you know, wait for and be yeah. excited for, because we're definitely going to do that.
Yes.
And especially for the parents as well. Please right. be excited. We're here to help. We'll do everything that we can to make sure that your child is given the most options that he can, and you can give that to him, because yeah. you know, we all want the yeah. best. And
so, we're here to give you those services that you need, as well as give you the resources you need to best the best fit your guys' lifestyle and your needs for yourself and child.
For sure. And yeah, that's what we're, you know, what we do in general as who we are as Guide Dogs of Hawaii. Yeah. And the next thing that I want to focus on is, and like you said, lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's such a complex and abstract thing that you don't really understand as when you're young, or maybe you're new to it. If yeah. some people develop vision impaired or blindness later on in life.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to do, to explain to you, or maybe to give you more perspective. And yeah, like I was saying, there's a lot of things that even I didn't understand when I was growing up, because I had a good amount of sight. But then I started to realize, ooh, this is getting kind of hard, or I've never done this before and this is difficult and I don't understand. You know, I didn't want to use my cane when I was a kid. I was like, why not use it? But that's exactly what we're here to do, like, you know, to explain those things. You know, maybe you don't understand, or it seems confusing. Well, that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you, make sure that's clear for you, because we want the best for everybody, for ourselves, and those that we're trying to reach. And another thing is, we're trying to also inform our peers. You know, we are a minority, and we must make sure that people are informed, because being uninformed is probably one of the worst things ever in any subject, because, you know, knowledge is power. And if that's our goal, to empower everybody and make sure that they're the best, that's one of the things that we have to do, right?
Right.
And growing up, would you guys say that a lot of people knew how to, you know, treat you guys, or knew how to interact?
No, I think one of the most biggest things in our society is that people are uninformed of how to talk or interact with people with a disability. It doesn't matter what disability it is, it can be anything in the world, you know, but people don't know how to approach us. That's the number one thing. Or they don't know how to help us if we need help, or ask us if we need help. Those are things that the society even today still struggles to do for us.
Right. And I think also, sometimes we ourselves don't know what we need.
Yes.
You know, and there are certain situations where something you've maybe never done before, and you think, whoa, I didn't know this was involved. This is not something, well, this is something that I need help with. So, you know, we're also strive to, you know, bring up some of our experiences to say, well, I tried to do this certain thing, and this is what worked, and this is what didn't.
Right. And that's a perfect segue to, you know, the things that we have coming up. Like I said, we'll be covering topics that will be about how to, you know, act and etiquette around blind people. As well, you know, doing, like I said, connecting people and having relationships, you have to be active and you have to pursue those things, and we will help you. And we will have an episode later on about, oh, what can you do in the community? There's this activity, there's that activity.
Right.
And you know, we have to recognize that that's a very real thing. That's we're powerful and we can do those right. things. And another thing that we have to do every day in life is travel, get around, go eat.
Yeah.
Those are things that we're going to cover.
Yeah.
It's going to be very exciting. I hope we get to eat.
Yeah.
I'm just joking about that. Yeah. But hopefully in the future, you guys will, you know, tune into those things and make sure that, you know, keep in the loop, because those are things that we definitely want to talk about. And we have a vested interest as well.
Right.
As I joked. And one final piece to that is keeping safe while doing all of these things.
Right.
And we'll also cover that, because being safe is one of the most important things about any kind of person needs to be safe.
Right.
And we need to be able to properly act so that we don't do things that will put ourselves in danger.
But I think not only self-advocacy.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking up is very important. And like, how often do you guys say that you guys advocate for yourself?
Yeah.
Like how often do you guys advocate for yourselves?
Yeah. Right.
It's a question. How often do you advocate for yourself?
For me, sorry about that. All right. For me, I mean, I advocate for myself a lot nowadays. You know, I'm in college, so that is the only way I can get my things done that I need to get done as soon as possible. You know, I can give you an example right now from when I was younger. You know, my parents had to advocate for me because I did not know how to advocate for myself. So my teachers, as well as my parents, had to teach me those skills. And so now that I'm an adult, I can do that for myself, you know, wherever and whenever I need to do so. So that's one thing that we're going to talk about later on down the line as well, is self-advocacy and how to do it properly.
Learning is very important. Yeah. Never forget that. Kylie, any comments?
I think for myself too, you know, when there's something that, you know, you really want to do, I think people in general, when there's something that you really want to do, you will advocate for yourself. I think that's a real test to see if a person is really in it, is if are they willing to ask for help to do things versus, oh, well, can someone just do it for me?
That will be concluding our segment today. Hopefully, like I said, you will tune in to all of those things. Those are very exciting. We're very happy to bring those to you, and we'll see you next time. We really want to hear from all of you. So, in that case, go ahead and hit us up on Facebook at Connect the Dots. That's our Facebook community page. Or if you'd like to send out emails, please send us an email. We want to hear from you guys at connectthedots@vaddogswhy.org. And, Ankur.
All right. Also, if you want to see today's show notes, please visit guidedogswhy.org/show notes.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.